Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Super excited you decided to join us. First of all, before we jump into the podcast, but I'm going to wait for a second. Before we do that, go over and check out Dr. Dish, the sturdiest machines you'll ever see. We have three of them. They are second to none. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachloops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a roadmap, if you're looking for guidance, if you're looking for a Yoda, if you're looking to save time and not be watching those DVDs or surfing the YouTube, if you're looking to save money, teachloops.com is your answer. You're not going to have a big stack of DVDs. You're not going to be buying seven courses. You're going to buy one. It's a one-stop shop. And you get my experience of 30 plus years of coaching, all the games that I've won, the state championships, the national tournaments, the NBA guys that I've coached. Let me help you through this process. And let's head off to the podcast. For today, we're going to talk
about branding.
About branding. Branding a program.
All right, Coach. Branding. So our first step was culture. So you're building that identity. And then the next step is really promoting that identity, right?
It is. So so under the branding thing, here's where I put under branding. I put, again, going back to my story with losing, we had to rebrand. Which was like me going, I wanted new uniforms. I wanted to go change the schedule. I wanted to deal with everything that, how we promoted it, how we built it. You know, we started the youth program. Bruce Dahman helped me do that. Work with the feeder programs. It was literally starting. Like I remember sitting in my room, and it might have been a chalkboard at that point. Was it a chalkboard? Might have been even a chalkboard. That's how old it
was. What's a chalkboard? I'm just kidding.
No. But anyway, and we wrote down everything, you know, what do we have to do to rebrand this thing? Because you don't want to be Kmart in a Target world, right? And so I wanted all those little kids up the hill at the elementary school to want to come play. So we had to figure out how we could do that, how we could get them involved, how we could get them to our games, how we could have a youth night, how we could get them just to see us playing. And then I had to figure out, okay, I want them to see us playing, but I don't want to see us getting beat by 45.
Right.
So it was building that youth program, getting them playing together since they were 6 or 7 years old. But then on top of that, you know, it was so many moving pieces. I mean, luckily I didn't have any kids at that point in my life.
Right. So when you talk about branding, I think for someone that got worn out with branding for 5 years of the varsity program, trying to build one, is that you got to find other people to delegate those things, because it'll overtake your time. And then you won't be able to talk about the other key things about still establishing your culture and your X's and O's and player development. This branding piece, I think, is the easiest piece to facilitate to other people.
Yes. Whether it's people that you can trust.
Yeah. People you can trust, people in your community, like other people with basketball mindsets that could be on your board or on your staff to support it, parents, booster people, community people, all that stuff. That is the where you want to take, because sometimes we take our energy is overtaken by branding, because sometimes some of that stuff is really fun, but it's really, and when it comes down to it, there's so much more that needs to happen within your program.
Right. And the thing is, It's like, we have somebody, I don't run the youth program. I delegate. I mean, we have somebody that runs our youth program, and he's not even a parent anymore of a player. He just, you know, we have a nonprofit. We run the girls and boys program through it. He runs that. It's like one thing that's not on my table. It's not on my, you know, I don't have to worry about it. Like, And I obviously I've been able to do that later in my career. I had to probably be a little bit more hands-on early, but I think that's a really important thing that you stated there, that you can't do everything. And the first thing we talked about, which was culture, is the, of the four that we're talking about, like you said, this is the one, as long as you get somebody you trust and someone that has the same vision as you, this is the one. Because you can't get rid of player development. You can't get rid of this, the X's and O's.
Right. Like, and that's going to fall on you. The accountability and consistency, the reps, right, and all that stuff.
So this is the place that you can, like, how can we build that community? And again, it's going to depend. Are you an inner city coach? Are you a coach in a rural in Iowa? I mean, it does matter where you
it,
are.
It does.
But I think it's the one that you can find someone to help you. You can at least help you if you don't feel like you can totally hand it off, at least help you.
I think, and then when I think about just some of the things that the one positive thing that I go back in my 6 years as a varsity coach and the 5 years that I was at a high school program, our youth program was very, very solid. And I think it was solid because we made it affordable, we made it exciting, and we made it intricate with our high school program. You know, and from a small rural community, kids wanted to come to games. Basketball was affordable. It was fun. And it was relevant. So I think you got to make, when you're building a program, you got to find ways. I had lots of camps, fun gear, yep, all those.
And you got a brand, you got a brand early.
Yep.
Because this is one of the things that I noticed when I took over the Memorial job. Memorial was a hockey school. So I knew that I had to brand early, and I had to get those kids. I had to get them playing basketball before they put skates on.
Right.
And you know, we're a swimming school. How many state titles have we won in swimming? You
right.
know, you look at two of the three sports were literally some of the top in the entire state. So
right.
Wrestling was not. So there's basically four sports you can play in the winter in Wisconsin. And I had to compete against two that were two of the top in the Midwest as far as national swim. I mean, we've had unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know, between swimming and hockey, we probably got 15 state titles. So all of a sudden my branding had to trickle down. I had to get these kids when they were 6 or 7 before they even thought about putting skates on or getting into a pool in the summer. You know, Madison, Wisconsin has the biggest summer swim meet in like the country,
right?
All city. It's crazy. So, so it was one of those things that's super important as far as, you know, you got to look at your community and figure out what does that branding entail.
Yeah.
Anything else, Coach? I think that's
no,
good.
I think those are like really good little T-bits. I think I think it's really
again, if you want to dive deeper, teachhoops.com is
right.
where you can dive deeper.
We could talk about branding all day. There's so many different things, yeah. But the question of the day today is, since you started coaching, so your time frame is a lot longer than my time frame, and I'll answer it when you're done. What is one thing has changed a lot in the game that you, whether you like or you don't like?
Well, I think the 3-point line changed the game a lot. I also think,
you were still around. You were still playing with the 3-point line.
Yeah, 3-point line was in college when it came in. I think the style of play has changed probably the most. I've just seen such a transformation of, like, you need a big, you need a post, to just this spread kind of.
Yeah.
They're looking for a high school player, you're looking for that 6'4" long kid. For a, you know, like a college or NBA guy, they're looking for, you know, that 6'8" long yeah. kid. So I think that's where it's kind of pivoted, even if, you know, watching our state tournament in our state, kind of player.
I think that teams normally, I would say when I first started or even when I was in high school, I think teams overall just played better team offense together because it was multiple positions and roles and things like that. Now it's been more of a push of skill development, and you don't have these intricate roles. You just have a lot of skill. So it's a lot of isolation or these type of things and spreading the floor. So the game is just not the flow and the style. Like, I agree, is a lot different. So I completely agree with you.
Don't you think? I think it is.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope, I'm gonna coach. I'm
you
gonna
gotta,
go
you
take
gotta
my
go take your.
lasagna.
We made this one relatively short. You gotta go take
No,
your
no,
lasagna.
I just gotta take the foil off so the cheese can melt really good.
Okay,
and I'll be
go do that, and then we'll.
Sounds good.
All right, bye. Hey everybody, if you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.